Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
Select Irish on FM 104 and Ireland's folk music conference Your Roots Are Showing takes place later this month. Brendan is here to tell us more. Hello.
Hello, Louise, and happy new year.
Same to you. Not at all. So obviously the conference is a 5-day music industry conference. It starts on the 17th to the 21st of January. At this point, how are you feeling?
Day by day. Great, really great, enthusiastic. We've got a lot of people reaching out, asking different questions and things like that. And people realizing it's in 2 weeks, which is great. It's good fun. It is. It's good fun. There's a few last minute things. But no, we're calmly ready. Yeah, yeah. A few things to print and then, yeah, we're good.
It's all coming together. But why is a conference like this so important?
Well, I suppose it's the first of its kind in Ireland for folk music, you know, and it's a time of the year in the new year for people. It's quiet and people to get important networking done. It's good. And then there's also the point of, you know, it's continuing professional development. And it's a quiet time in January. And a lot of people who aren't touring or anything like that between events, there's Celtic Connections over in Scotland happens around a similar time of the year, goes on for 3 weeks. So it's important for this sort of thing to happen, you know, like a lot of bands and acts and things can be gigging, but it's the other bits and the back end of things where networking, making contacts, making new contacts. It's really important, you know.
How difficult is networking?
At our event, we like to think it's as simple as we can make it, because a lot of people will be in the same, that's the whole thing of the conference itself, it'll be in the same building. Great. And people between both the talks, we also have the gig fair itself where people can sign up to approach, say, a manager or an agent or that sort of thing. But also you can meet them in the corridor, or you could be, say, jamming or playing a session or something like that, and they could hear you, or they could be playing along with you as well, because a lot of managers and agents and things are musicians too, or were musicians, and, you know, they play it for fun now rather than the other thing. So there's a lot of opportunities for networking at an event like this, especially when it's in one place for the conference part of it.
Yeah. Is collaboration something you would like to see?
Definitely. Yeah. And it almost happens. Well, no, it does happen naturally because of the nature of the music, because it's most of the music and definitely the musicians play acoustic music between, like, we have Irish trad, then we have Americana, country and all these different genres that it's acoustic music. Like at the conference we had last year in Monaghan, there was sessions in the lobby, there'd be sessions in a corner of the bar, there'd be session in another corner of the bar, you know, different people from, they know the same tunes, or, you know, to be able to play in on something. That's part of the networking then as well, you know. So a lot of collaborations, and then we hear then how people have had collaborations afterwards. You know, we met them at Your Roots Are Showing last year, and now we're working on projects together, and it's really cool when you hear stuff like that back. So yeah,
it's amazing. And just hearing that, the atmosphere in the place must be unbelievable.
It is like, yeah, things just kick off.
I'd love that.
Yeah, it's great because you can timetable till the cows come home. Between talks and, you know, networking, panel discussions and the showcases then at night. But there's these things that happen just impromptu, which is fantastic. And you can't, it's amazing to happen. It's lightning in a bottle. It really is. But yeah.
Tell us about some of the speakers you have joining you. I know you have loads, so you probably won't get through them all, but just some of your main ones.
Ben Mandelson from Womex, he's been a kind of a personal hero of mine. Womex is the World Music Expo. Which is really important, offering a workshop on how to showcase, because a lot of this, we have over 100 bands showcasing, and how to showcase is really important, because a showcase in the industry is usually about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So acts have a short time to perform to potential, say, talent buyers or agents or festival organizers. Then we have Jacqueline Marushka. She's the founder of Marushka Media, who is a PR expert from America. She's worked with the likes of Bruce Springsteen, Lana Del Rey. She's also involved in working on PR for the Grammys and the Oscars. You know, so to be able to meet somebody like that or go to one of her talks in person is just unreal. We were just delighted when she contacted, reached out to us, and we got talking to her, and amazing person. And then along the lines of, say, venues and festivals, we've so many. I'll just go through a few. Mm-hmm. We have John Cook. He books for Raglan Road at Disney World.
Wow.
Barry Stapleton from Milwaukee Irish Fest. We have Lisa Schwartz from Cambridge Folk Festival. Eddie Barkin, who books for the Avalon Stage in Glastonbury. And Ken Irwin is the founder of Render Records, which is one of the most historic Americana bluegrass record labels, still going, you know. Matt Bartlett from Midnight Mango, it's an international booking agency, a lot of artists. Between them all, they're like a wealth of information and knowledge for those looking to get booked or signed or, you know, recorded to a label and, you know, progress in their career.
And I think when you go to a talk of somebody like that, you'll always leave with a piece of information that you can use straight away.
Oh, yeah, like we were away ourselves over at a conference in Brussels there before Christmas. It was about other destinations, but there was just, yeah, like there's these little things that stick in your head, mm-hmm. and then you apply them and you keep applying them nearly every day. And what we love about what we're doing with the conference is that we're trying to make, like even after the conference, that which happened, we tried to organize it and we did, but then there was other ones that happened organically that they're able to contact these people, you know, through email or Excellent. Whatever, that, you know, there's ongoing education and information available to these people, to, you know, from these people to artists or acts down the line.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity. And then obviously the festival is a lot about the live music as well. So who are some of the people you have playing?
Let me see, there's so many.
Again, you've over 100, so we're not going to get through you all. But
No. Let me see. Then for people wishing to attend as well, that's open too. There's plenty. As you said, we've over 100. We have acts from Ireland, UK, USA, Australia, Canada, Guyana, and as far away as Japan. Let me see. From Ireland, we have singer-songwriter Niall McNamee. Pashi, he from Walking in Cars, mm-hmm. His solo career now. The 8-piece big band, which is Jiggy, which are an incredible band. Ronan O'Snodig from Keela and Miles O'Reilly are playing as a duo. They've been doing stuff there recently. And along with Liam O'Flynn, award recipient Strange Boy, which is fantastic rap with trad music behind it. It's incredible
stuff.
From the USA, we have dancer, singer, and fiddle player. She does them all at the same time. Hilary Klug. Let me see. Singer-songwriter Tim Easton. Jessica Willis Fisher, who was part of the famous Willis clan years ago. And it was people from Canada as well. One of them who's incredible is a singer-songwriter and a violinist, Alexi Campagna. He plays and sings at the same time. His mother is a Canadian folk icon, Connie Caldor. And then there's an amazing band, which I really enjoy myself. They're called Digging Roots. They're a 6-piece. It's indigenous music. They're from Turtle Island in Canada. And they're a 6-piece band with kind of rock music influences, you know. So yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah,
that's only so.
Yeah, this is it, and the amount you're going to get introduced to over those 5 days is going to be unbelievable. So how can people attend?
People can attend. They can either show up at the venue at the Gateway Hotel, and also you can apply, register online. Before Christmas there, we started because different people were asking, are there day tickets available? We did that before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And if you go on to showingroots.com, and there's a register section there. So if you go into that, there's week-long passes, which for the 5 days. And then we have a student rate for the 5 days, which is amazing. I would have loved it when I was a student. And then we have day passes, but you can check on the website, showingroots.com.
Yeah. Excellent. Brendan McCraner from Your Roots Are Showing. Thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much, Louise.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.